A huge spike in the number of illegal Chinese immigrants becoming a U.S. national security issue. This year, we've had like 22,000 illegals from China come into the country in just 4 months. Last year, we had 24,000 total. The numbers are just, they are just escalating. Let's get into it. Here we go. Let's watch a little video on why the Chinese nationals are the fastest growing group attempting to enter the U.S. illegally. Here we go.
And citizens from one of the United States' top adversaries now make up the fastest growing demographic of migrants attempting to enter the United States illegally. Here's national correspondent Kayla Gaskins.
As the situation at the southern border deteriorates, it's not only the overwhelming amounts of illegal migrants causing concern, but where they're from.
Ma'am, where are you from?
China.
China?
China.
China?
Yeah.
China.
Yeah. China.
Chinese nationals becoming the fastest growing group entering the U.S. illegally.
We need to be very concerned about this, given that China is our number one adversary.
In fiscal year 2021, Border Patrol apprehended 450 Chinese nationals. By 2022, that figure grew to more than 2,000. And in 2023, it surpassed 24,300. In the first few months of 2024, Border Patrol has already apprehended nearly 19,000 Chinese nationals at the southern border. One possible reason for this dramatic rise is the U.S. restricting visas as tensions between the two nations. In 2016, 2.2 million temporary visas were issued to Chinese migrants. In 2022, that dropped to just 160,000. The Chinese are also much more likely to be granted asylum in the U.S. compared with other applicants.
Given the rapid increase of Chinese nationals crossing the border and how adversarial Beijing acts towards the U.S., we have to assume that much of this is state-sponsored.
And as Republicans sound the alarm on this new phenomenon,
clearly it shows that the border is completely open. Joe Biden wants it open.
Many Democrats chalk it up to political theater.
They're weaponizing immigration. They want to see if they can get votes for it.
In San Francisco, a non-citizen Chinese immigrant was just sworn in to serve on the city's election commission.
That is shocking. Citizenship should matter.
But Americans increasingly see the border as a major issue, and polling shows it's a weak spot for Joe Biden's reelection. The president reportedly weighing issuing an executive order to show he's taking Americans' concerns about the border seriously.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Washington, I'm Kayla Gaskins.
That. We believe that. So the percentage of Chinese nationals that get their paperwork approved to become U.S. citizens is like 50%, whereas everybody else, all the other countries combined, like 14%. Kind of makes you go, I mean, I get it. All right. China, not exactly tight with the United States. China's got a lot of stuff going on. You come here, people are going to say, okay, yeah, all right, going to give you your opportunity here. But 50 versus 14, man, those numbers are pretty crazy. Number of Chinese nationals arriving at the U.S. border illegally has surged more than 6,300% in recent years. It's gone from like 22,000 last year to, you know, a fraction of that the year before, to like 341 the year before that. I mean, it is incrementally jumped. There have been 22,233 encounters of Chinese nationals crossing illegally at the northern and southern border so far in fiscal year 2024, which starts in October. That means this year is likely to significantly exceed last year's total of 24,000. We're beginning of April, right? Call it, yeah, beginning of April. And we're at 22,233. Last year, 24,000 total. So, got a lot of months left on 2024. Yeah, those numbers are going to be absolutely huge. It's the word is out. All right, let's go to the United States. Yeah, because every other nationality is looking to do the same thing, right? It's just that we know that the vast majority historically have been coming from Central America and Southern America. not even Mexico. That's just where they're going through. I find it shocking how many people I talk to and they're like, it's just not a bunch of Mexicans coming across the border. Like, no. In fact, it's very small percentage of that because everybody from Mexico that wants to come in pretty much has, right? Pretty much has. So we're not doing that as much anymore. That figure itself, the 22,000 versus 24,000, that figure itself is a massive increase over the previous 2 years. There were just 342 apprehensions of Chinese nationals in fiscal year 2021. When we were in the middle of the pandemic, 342 apprehensions of illegal Chinese. And in 2022, 1,987. Now, this year, we're talking about, I don't know, are we talking about 40,000? Are we talking about 50,000? No idea. No idea. You know, no way to predict that, right? But so you've gone 342 to 1,987 to 40,000 in a couple of years. What's going on there? What is the dealio there? Is China just letting our citizens in willy-nilly? I just want to come over here and check things out. Yeah, not that we really want to, but doesn't seem like it's reciprocal, right? And in a country like China, where everything is authorized by the government, are they letting 40,000 people, whatever it might be? Say this year it caps out at 30. Let's just be super, super conservative. 30,000 people coming out of China. Are they all given the green light? Oh, yeah, go there. Go to the United States. Yeah, don't take away from our tax base, even though you're a citizen. Yeah, don't go there illegally. Are they doing that? No. So what's the deal? Yeah, it's interesting, right? In the San Diego sector this week, 182 Chinese nationals were apprehended in a single day. This is one of those figures where all the numbers have kind of dropped as far as last year, as far as 2023, when we had that enormous spike at the border. But the numbers are still consistent now. And that's why you're starting to hear, Governor Abbott in Texas saying, yep, we're going to keep doing this. And then you're hearing Eric Adams in New York City, it's going to crush the city. And then you're hearing, let's go Brandon Johnson doing whatever he's doing. What is that guy even doing? Do we even know? Do we even care? We care because, shenanigans, right? He's a great one for shenanigans. Every time that guy starts talking, he throws one out there. It's kind of like Kamala Harris, right? Saying that there's been no brackets for women's collegiate basketball through 2022. That's a tough one. That's just simply not true. Simply not true. You don't follow the college brackets. Don't worry about it. It's just Kamala Harris just said something that had no basis in reality. None whatsoever. To be fair, one or the other. It's 12:23 Seattle time. It's a big eclipse. One of the news stories I was seeing was how Trump was looking directly at the eclipse in 2017. I don't know if he was. Maybe it was real cloudy. I'm not really sure. But I thought that was just like, it's a beautiful, beautiful eclipse. Probably the greatest ever. Looking at it directly with my eyes. It's the greatest thing ever. I tell you, you might go blind doing that without any goggles. You just, looking at it straight up. I don't need goggles. I'm Donald Trump. That is great. There have been numerous documented instances of Chinese nationals at the direction of the CCP engaging in espionage, stealing military and economic secrets. Lawmakers led by Senator Roger Marshall, Republican from Kansas, said last year. Okay, there's probably some of that. Yep, absolutely. You betcha. I mean, why wouldn't there be? China is our adversary, right? We're not buddies with China. So why are we letting them in? Yeah, that's a good question, isn't it? Vast majority of them, I think, are just looking for a new life. They're looking for freedom. They're looking for the American way. But like anything else, when you bring in enormous numbers into the country, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have some of those bad hombres, right? You just are. So the Biden administration has noted that the national security threat from China more broadly. They're talking, it's out there. It's kind of there. It's out there. In its most recent threat assessment, the Department of Homeland Security warns China will likely use predatory economic practices, including espionage and market manipulation against the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, they are looking for some type of attack from Iran right now, I believe. Iran, yeah. And does that shock you? Does that surprise you? Absolutely not. Yeah, it's crazy. Last week, a Chinese illegal immigrant was detained in California after entering a Marine Corps base without authorization and ignoring orders to leave. What was he doing there? Was he just hanging out looking? Was he doing something nefarious? Shenanigans? Maybe so. Maybe so. The individual had attempted to access the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center in 29 Palms, without a valid ID, a spokesperson for the U.S. Marine Corps Training and Education told Fox News Digital. Despite being prompted to exit at the Condor Gate by installation security, the individual proceeded onto the installation without authorization. I'm just taking a tour, self-guided tour. Military law enforcement were immediately notified and detained the individual. Well, as you do when you're on a combat center. Yeah, as you do. CBP, the Border Patrol, Customs and Border Patrol, has stressed that there will be consequences for those who enter the U.S. illegally. Like what? What are the consequences? Hey, here's the consequence. You are going to have to choose which one of 9 cities we're going to send you to. Do you want to go to Denver? Do you want to go to Chicago? Do you want to go to LA? Do you want to go to New York City? How about Philadelphia? We heard you love Philly. Philadelphia, Washington, D.C.? Yeah, it just goes on. Where do you want to go? Is that the consequences now for entering illegally? It kind of seems so, doesn't it? Where would you like a plane ride to go to? Last week, we talked about Denver, the right-hand man to, and I think we can say man with that dude. Oh, I almost, into uncharted territory there, because you just never know when you're supposed to say they, them, this ridiculousness. You just never know. But the right-hand man to Mike Johnston, the mayor of Denver, he was caught on videotape, on cell phone, talking from perspective of high-ranking official in Denver saying, you know what? You guys as illegals, you need to go to Chicago. You need to go to New York City because we don't have any resources left for you here. We're all done. We tapped out. Yeah, we tapped out. All these shenanigans and we're tapped out. You're going to have to go elsewhere. And at the end, he did a count for, all right, who wants to leave Denver? Nobody says anything. Who wants to stay in Denver? Then the one immigrant popped off with Todos. All of us. We all want to stay here. So Denver getting in a little trouble for saying the quiet part out loud. Yeah, we don't have enough money for you. And yet, these illegals just keep coming in. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. They're not going anywhere. So it's kind of like this big showdown has happened between, Greg Abbott and a little bit from the governor of Florida. But, this thing is still going to go. And I think this year, you're going to get just a ton of people coming through illegally in the southern border. And they're going to have to just do the same thing. And these big cities, these virtue signaling, big blue cities, they're tapped out, a lot of them, because they already had massive homelessness issues to begin with. So now you've got the homeless folks competing for the same entry-level housing, no barrier entry-level housing that the homeless folks are competing for. And there's not enough resources, Department of Homeland Security continues to enforce United States immigration laws. Really? You mean that giving them a bus ride wherever they want to go, that qualifies as defending the U.S. border? Expanding lawful pathways while strengthening enforcement consequences for those who cross our border unlawfully. What consequences are there? Like I said earlier, you get a bus, you get some free clothes. Maybe you get a debit card if you end up in New York City. I know that program's going on. In Washington State, you don't have to have citizenship to get a professional license. You want to become a bail bond agent? You betcha. No problem. We'll set you up. We'll give you a license. You don't have to have a driver's license to or a passport or anything to get on a plane. We'll just fly you around willy-nilly wherever you want to go. Individuals and families without a legal basis to remain in the U.S. are subject to removal pursuant to Title VIII authorities and are subject to a minimum 5-year bar on reapplying for admission and potential criminal prosecution if they subsequently reenter without authorization. Really? Because we've got these folks out doing all kinds of criminal acts. We just know it's a thing, right? Go out, do a criminal act. In fact, one of my podcasts recently was you come in on a temporary visa into the United States, and then you do a bunch of robbing. You go to high-end markets like California, go to Hollywood Hills, and it's mainly people from Chile coming in on these temporary visas, stealing a bunch of stuff, and getting the heck out of Dodge. And if something goes sideways, you get busted. Well, you know, just get on that big old jet airliner, right? Carry me far away and take you back to Chile. Yeah, that's what we're doing. It added, Customs and Border Protection is leveraging all available resources and partnerships to efficiently vet and process migrants consistent with law. Really? Really? Is that going on? Is that why Greg Abbott threw everybody out of Eagle Pass, Shelby Park? Because you guys were doing your job so well? But other migrants coming from China have said that they just tend to and make a better life for themselves and their families. All right. Okay. My English is not very good, and I don't know anyone in the United States, one migrant told Fox last month. Once I get to the United States, I know I'll have to start all over again, but I want to live a good life in the future, and I want my children to be educated well. I strive to take root in the United States as soon as possible. Okay. The issue I have is that this just isn't really being done in a legal manner. These Chinese immigrants, they are buying illegals, whatever you want to call them. They're buying plane tickets. They're flying into Quito because from Quito, they can come into the country without a visa. They fly from Quito to Tijuana, which is just south of San Diego in California. And then they get a $400 ride from, you know, a drug dealer from the cartel that's organizing all of this. And they drop them off somewhere east of San Diego. I mean, that's literally where the place that we saw earlier, they're being interviewed. Where are you from? China, China, China. That was about an hour, just a little bit hour east of San Diego. So there's an area where the border wall stops. You got some crazy terrain. It stops. Yeah, just drop them off there, walk around, and wait for Customs and Border Protection to pick you up, send you to a migrant center, drive you to a migrant center, get you some food, get you some clothes, whatever it is you need. And then you'll be there for just, you know, a few days, whatever, a week, whatever, at the migrant center. And then you get shipped wherever you want within the United States. And that's literally what we're doing. So when you hear those comments of like, we're checking people out to the full extent of the law. You mean just bringing them in. You're just bringing them in. And so many of the Chinese illegals are military-aged men. That's the big concern. Like, are we building an army here? What are we doing? Why is this going on? Why do we have this going on? What would China do if all of a sudden 40,000 American military-aged men started showing up at their airports? What would they do? Yeah, they'd go crazy, right? Yeah, we'd just like to be here to get a job. Just want to get a job. Yeah, we just want to get going, be part of the team. Just, you know, better life, better wife, better life, all that good stuff. No, I get it. They're looking for a better life. But you got to admit, the whole military age thing is a little perplexing. Little perplexing, no matter who you are. You're like, okay, so where are all the children? Where are all of the females that are coming over because they want a better life for their entire family? Not really happening. There's a few. I mean, you'll see a few. You saw a female Chinese in that video. So, I mean, they're out there just like anybody coming into the United States. They come from all different backgrounds, right? But my point is the vast majority of them are military aged males, not women looking to come here and set up and get going again. So what's the deal with that? Yeah. So many of you have said, so many of you commented, they're setting up another military. It really does make you go, huh? Because these numbers are exponentially going up. And in a country where nothing happens without leadership, Chinese Communist Party, I mean, they absolutely have to know that their citizens are flying out to Quito, flying out to, you know, wherever to make their stoppages. Their citizens are leaving. I mean, there's no way. I'm in darkness. We're going to go to the airport. No, right? You got record. You got a passport. Out you go. So how is this on both sides? There's got to be some kind of deal, right? I mean, there just does. This type of stuff just doesn't happen willy-nilly. We just couldn't really work out where all those people were leaving China. Now we put a stop to it. We want to get back to, you know, only a few hundred a year going to the United States. It seems like the switch has just been, you know, from mostly closed to mostly open or wide open, right? You know, tweak that little knob. All right, let's go 100%, 110% open. We'll just see how things go. That's literally what we're experiencing right now. And nobody's really saying much because this is just one of the issues throughout this entire deal. I mean, you've got people coming in at levels where New York City, Denver, and Chicago are literally saying, no, we can't deal anymore. And until the southern border gets closed down, this is just going to keep on a going, right? It's just going to keep on a going. Those illegals don't stop. They don't stop going through Mexico on their way to the promise of a new life. Not happening. So we're going to continue to see this in real time. And these big mayors from these virtue signaling sanctuary cities just basically go, we can't, our city's on the verge of collapse. You're saying that. You're seeing that story. So this is just one of many, many stories with the whole immigration thing. Right now, you've got Greg Abbott. He took a little trip to New York City. He went back and forth with a whole bunch of barbs with Eric Adams. I think that's great. I think that's Greg Abbott, leader of the free world within the United States, really having some action with his decisions, which is, all right, I'm going to send him on a bus. I'm going to spend $148 million, and I'm going to ship 110,000 to New York City. I'm going to ship to wherever it is. And, you know, that on top of, we covered last week, you've got 336,000 have been flown into the United States on the, you know, Customs and Border Protection One app. And that's flying people in, not people, you know, getting in and then doing the border crossing thing illegal. This is legal. They pay for their own way to fly in. And up to 30,000 a month is what this federally regulated border program, 30,000 a month are coming in, 360,000. So you've got all of these different ways. And the vast majority of those folks, they flew in to either Texas or Florida. That's where they fly them in. And then you get them to another regional hub. You know, maybe that's Chicago, New York, or maybe they want to go West Coast, Best Coast. They go all the way out to San Diego. You know, you've got that all going on. So you've got so many different factors going on that I think the vast majority of us are just like, what is taking place here? This makes zero sense. And it kind of does. So something going on here that doesn't pass the muster test, right? It's like, what is happening here? Stay tuned. I'll keep you posted. Thanks again for being here. I'm going to move on to my next segment. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Love to have you subscribe, hit that notification bell, hit the like button for this video, all that good stuff, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.